The first reading today teaches us about the Ten Commandments. And I think a lot of us tend to look at the church, especially the young people nowadays, and go like, why did the church have a whole bunch of rules and regulations? But we forget that love has its own laws. If you fall in love with someone, the first rule is that you don't cheat on them. Isn't that the basic thing? Second, you don't use their name in the cuss word. Third, you make time for them. Is that not the first three commandments already? If we look at the commandments in the perspective of love, it's not laws. They're all invitation for us to learn how to rest, to put God first, to seek Him first, and to always desire Him. It's not some law that we need to avoid. Laws of love that help us embrace who has first loved us. We tend to forget that. The first three commandments then become the foundational commandments that help us to love our neighbor. I hope none of us want to commit adultery, steal other people's spouse, or just go around robbing people saying that this is my right. Isn't that just basic common sense? Is what the good Lord asking of us too hard to bear? It's foundational. It's the basic. And sometimes we can't even keep the basic. Could our mind always want more? I deserve more. And our American definition of freedom is that I get to do anything and everything I want at all cost. But that's not love. That's selfishness, because we put ourselves first instead of the good Lord. And today we hear in the gospel reading from St. Matthew that the good Lord himself reminds us that the seed has to die to itself in order to yield fruits. And in the same way, Tertullian tells us that the blood of martyrs are seeds of faith. Even though I'm wearing green today, there's actually a special soon-to-be saints, I hope one day, that I really come to love and adore in recent time. Blessed Stanley Rother, and today is actually his feast day in the Archdiocese of Oklahoma City. Stanley Rother, what a farm boy. Growing up in rural Oklahoma. And as a matter of fact, he was struggling in seminary because his Latin was not good enough. They almost kicked him out, but he persevered. And this rural Oklahoma boy became a priest. And in the 80s, when there was a call for American priests to go down to Central America to evangelize and to help people, he said yes. And he came down to Guatemala, to Lago de Atitlan, in the middle of nowhere. And he helped the indigenous Mayan people down there. And this boy, who couldn't even master Latin in seminary, God gave him the gift, and he was able to translate the New Testament from English and from the original language to the Mayan local dialect. God worked through him, and he spoke for the people. He stood with the people in the midst of the civil war that was happening at that time. He spoke out against the drug lords, as well as the corrupt government officials. because the people were caught in between the war, and people disappeared. Stanley Rother spoke for them and stood with them, and he paid a dear price for it. One day, government official showed up and shot him cold-blooded. He is now a martyr. And I know the two Carmelites down there who were there on the day when he was martyred. And he told the two sisters, if I die, he knew that he was going to die. He knew sooner or later that he was going to die because the government was putting a price on his head. But he told them, if I die, ring the church bell and sing the Alleluia, for I have done my work. He was the shepherd who never deserted his flock, the shepherd who never ran away, the shepherd after Jesus' own heart. Stanley Rother, with many other saints, have taught us what it means to keep the commands of loving God first and loving our neighbor. Today, we must ask ourselves, my brothers and sisters, are we allowing the seed of faith to grow deep within us or not? Or have we become so complacent in our own life that we complain about anything and everything? As soon as we don't get what we want, we complain. As soon as things don't go our way, we complain. As soon as somehow we've become uncomfortable, we complain. Are we growing or we have become stagnant? Who is the model in our lives right now? I guess during the summer, everybody is talking about Barbie or Oppenheimer, the movies. Well, is your models come from Hollywood, come from the world, come from politics, come from other things? Or are your models are the saints? We have to die to ourselves to love God first. And today, if you don't know about Stanley Rother, look him up. Search, learn about him. And learn about another saint. Make the saints your and my saintly models, the one who are actually courageous enough in dying to ourselves so that God is always first and foremost.